Asha Diekman, a 14-year-old ninth grader at Redlands Grove School, wrote and produced an audio commentary about this year's devastating wildfire season and submitted it to KQED's Let's Talk About the Election 2020 Youth Media Challenge. Out of hundreds of submissions from across the country, hers was selected to be part of a special screening on October 21st to celebrate the youth voice this election season. First, here's a clip from her piece.
Imagine having less than 10 minutes to evacuate the only home you've ever known. Watching the rim of flames creeping towards you, what would you take? Which memories would you sacrifice to the flames that are fast approaching? This kind of devastating situation is facing thousands of families in America today.
Asha, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
In your essay, Burning Our Future, you describe in detail what it's like to live through a fire season. Tell me more about your inspiration for this story.
I was inspired to write about this because I experienced it, and many people in California experienced it too. It just felt so much more real when you're living through it. And I just wanted to transport my audience into just looking through my eyes and walking in my shoes and just experience the ash and the smog and just see what it's like to live through this.
Did your family have to evacuate at all?
A couple weeks ago, there was a fire. It was near our house, but we didn't have to evacuate, but I know some people who did.
Okay, can you tell me more kind of what it's been like personally to live through this crazy fire season?
It's just hard to think about all the negative impacts it has on our environment and all, so yeah, it was just difficult.
It is difficult, for sure. And you also mentioned in your essay that it's made you think about climate change differently. Can you tell me more?
Again, it just feels so much more real just living through it. And I feel like I've learned a lot more about climate change just researching and doing this project in general.
Is there anything specific you would want to share about what you learned?
Well, I learned that the fires in California burned almost 4 million acres. So that was just a lot to think about.
How does that make you feel when you think about that?
It makes me feel that we need to do something, and this issue just keeps getting worse, and we need to bring awareness to this and take steps to help this issue.
And so then thinking about your future and how this might affect things, what goes through your mind?
I think that youth voice is very important, especially now, because we're going to be the ones solving these issues pretty soon. And I think we all just need to be aware and just do everything we can to help this.
And I know there's a lot of unanswered questions, but tell me more about you and what your life is like.
My life is very different from what it was a couple months ago because we've begun distance learning and we're just relying on screens. It's difficult to connect with people. That was one of the things I had problems with when I was making my commentary, because I really thought it was important to use sound effects and make my voice more engaging to transport the audience, because it's a little more difficult now through the screen to connect with people.
I know things are very different, but what are some examples of things that bring you joy right now?
My dog brings me joy. Just small things, just seeing my friends and even talking with people. I really enjoy doing that.
Asha, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And we've linked to Asha's full commentary on kvcrnews.org. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.